All right, we're on.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right, this chabura today, chabura Mr. Shem, is going to be you don't have to be so involved in the sugya. It's really a little bit off course. Yeah. What you have to know is that
what topic?
Can you hear me?
What's the topic?
The topic is, it's going to be on if you have kol hamafkin adas isha bonavu mafkin and the din of ragel hafkin, those two things we're going to discuss on the negev hazor. Good?
It's stickers. It's good. Should we put it in the middle and guys go around this way?
Don't they have like you do it, they can't see it.
Well,
that doesn't hurt much. Continue, it's good.
Okay. The story will start with the story like this. This is the nicer. Tell you the truth, if this story, if someone wanted to ask me this shayla, but it never got involved in this nidin, it's a very, very geschmack nidin. It's like an offside of the sugyas. The story was like this. Someone was by a shver for Shabbos, and I guess they had a wonderful Shabbos. Nice and lights of Shabbos. His shver asked him to go to the nursing home, whatever, I don't know exactly, nursing home, whatever it is. I think it's a Leisure Chateau or I don't know, this place of it on Madison. He asked him to go there and make avdola for his shviger that was there in the, over there in that, and let's call it the nursing home for Shabbos. He asked her to make avdola over there. So he said, sure, no problem. I'll go ahead right over and make avdol for her. Now, he was wondering, is there going to be any koisis there? Maybe there's going to be cops. I don't know. He didn't want to. So he asked the shver, can you take a kois from the house? Can you take a kois from the breakfast and take a kois and bring it there and make avdol for her and he'll return it? So obviously, his shver said, of course. Why not? Of course. Go ahead. Please go do it. He went there, he made avdol. And then his shviger calls him up and says, this is a meister show here. The shviger calls him up and says, hello, thank you very much for making avdol for her. I have to anyways come visit my mother. In 10 minutes anyway. So there's no need for you to come back to the house. Leave the becher there. Leave the becher there. I'll bring it back myself. So the meister, Kachava, she went there. She grabbed, did see the becher. And she says she put it in her bag. And at the end of the day, the becher never came home. She doesn't know what happened. The becher was never returned. Now, this becher belonged to one of his shvagers. How did the shvager get it? The shvager got it when, because their grandfather would give them a kois. But every bris, every boy that was born, he got a kois. So this was one of the shvager's koises. And this is the one that he used. And he took it to the nursing home to make avdola, and it was never returned. So he called to find out, is he mechuyev to replace the kois to, first of all, to his, you know, to his shvager, who does it belong to? And the secondly, is he, you know, maybe he's potter because his shvager told him he doesn't have to return it. Okay, so obviously the part of who the kois belongs to is not really our sugya, but we'll just say for half a second, Maestro Ramo does paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Siv Beis, that if someone gives a present to a katan, it goes to the father. So let's assume, just for now, that the kois belongs to the shver. So it's the shver's kois. So basically, the Aiden took the kois to the nursing home, made avdol, was supposed to return it, but his shviger told him he doesn't have to return it because the shviger is going to bring it home because she's coming anyways there. Now the shaila is he achroi? He's not interested in calling the shver and trying to say, you know, I left the kois, what happened? Do I have to pay? So he called to find out, and I say, is he mechuyev to pay, replace the kois or not? This was the shaila. Okay, so like I said, I wouldn't have gone into this pechalal unless someone asked this question. Okay, so the shayla is like this. So there's a chuvas maram brought in the marcha, brought down over here in this simin, that's brought in the beis yosef, that's brought in the one of the akim moshe, and the chuvas maram.
Well, we just clarify for 1 second. The nidan is which part? The nidan is if the adam was the adam had the right to take the kais, right?
No, I said no, not Aiden. His the son-in-law took the kois.
Right. His so the Adam took the Kois. No, yes. The son of
all
the
Adam.
I thought you said the son of all. Yeah, yes. Yeah, you call him the Adam. He, I just
I know, it's North Miami Beach. We should be talking English, not Yiddish. I get it. But
No. I also
so
yeah,
Adam
took the Kois.
So right. There's no shadow. I mean, he was done with director, right?
Right.
The
yeah,
question
right.
was. Who he was mask? Where is the Shiloh? He was masking okay.
To the Shiloh. He's not
Loser Chateau. Where's
right?
Where
no, was, no, 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 no. Right. So he's masking. His Shviger patted him. His Shviger told him leave it there for me to take. So right. Basically, and she went and she took it and she got the case. Yeah. So is he? So the Shiloh is he? Is that a good enough? Is he potter by letting his Shviger take it?
I don't know.
So it's Asia.
I just wanted to get clear where we were going.
Yeah. So the Shiloh is.
You can give it back to B'nai Beisai.
Right. So that's the Shiloh. Can you give it back to B'nai Beisai? Could you? This is what I want to discuss today. Could he give it back to the guy's wife? Could he give it back to his children? Could you give it back to his regular half?
That's the shot. We're handling B'nai Beisai, the mafia, not B'nai Beisai, right. The mifkad. That's right. What we're doing.
That's
also, whether or not she would be considered Aldanza Shayubano. Because Aldanza Shayubano is anybody who you trust.
The mafia.
No, but what's Aldanza Shayubano?
You're like, okay, you're going to the next step.
Classic. What's Aldanza Shayubano, right?
Right.
As you know,
okay, very good.
Right?
So that's what we're going to discuss. All of these three things. Ishtoi, B'nai Beisai, Adash Yishtubonov, and Rogel Hafkid. Could a guy return something to a Rogel Hafkid? Or, basically, as I say, we're going to discuss the whole Sigur, but since I was learning through the Sigur, right, I found like a Shaila that's a shtickle on the side, Menegei at the din of a Kol Mafkid, Adash Yishtubonov, a Mafkid, and Rogel Hafkid. Okay, so let's start like this. So the Maram, the Mordechai brings a Trubus Maram, which is brought down in the Mordechai, Remez Reshayim Beis. And the Mordechai says there, Reuben came over to Shimon and he said, what happened to the pekodin I gave you? And Shimon said, I returned it to your wife. So the Maram says there, the halacha is that if this person's wife is a person who he allows, the lashon is, he allows him to be noisim and noisim in the house. He allows her to wheel and deal in his home. So therefore, so he obviously she's considered a neman by him. She's obviously considered someone that he believes and trusts. So therefore, according to Abaye and according to Rovo, obviously he would not be able to say at mehem nisim mishvu heichlo mehem mishvu on his wife because he sees he allows her to be nice and nice in the house. So therefore, she would be considered a rogel hafkid. And since he was and since he returned it to a rogel hafkid, so he's potter. And the oidzok is of the marka another time. He says another reason. So basically, the Maram is saying two reasons. Maram is saying that if you return a pekodim to the Eshes HaMafkid, you're potter for two reasons. Number one, you're potter because she's Ishto Yobonov, and Chol HaMafkid Adas Ishto Yobonov HaMafkid. And the second reason is because Umayse, you see that she's even better than she's even a regular HaMafkid because you see he trusts her, but she knows him and knows him in the dance.
What is it, Maram?
The
Peshaya.
Why is the first
one? Well, you don't necessarily have the Torah of Das Yishtubonov.
Well, if she's Peshaya, you do have
Das. I'm saying that it's considered return, right?
Yeah. I'm saying it's considered return, right? If she's Peshaya,
he's just saying it's considered as if it's a Shemesh Muscle Shemesh that would be Potter on.
No. I'm saying it's considered return. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's considered return. The Mordechai says considered return. He's saying
well,
that
that's was a mafkid if you're Peshaya, not everybody agrees that.
No. Right. That's true. Okay, right. Well, let's leave that out for a minute. Let's say she wasn't Peshaya. I don't know. Let's was Nenas. Let's say she didn't right. That's
I'm not trying to understand the reason you're saying al dasa shivano mafkid is like a shemesh muscle of shemesh type. It's not that he returned it.
No, I'm saying that he returned it. The Maram is saying
it's not dasa shivano. Same word. That's a different svar.
Well,
we learned that the Shemesh Masal Shemer Vart. This is the same term, different sugya.
Right, he's using right. The Maram is taking the whole sugya of Shemesh Masal Shemer, which has the din of Kol Mafkid Adas Yishtubonov Mafkid and the din of Rogel Hafkid. That's okay. And he's plugging it in and he's saying Chazora that if someone gives something, return something. The Eishes HaMafkid, he says that it's good. I think that's pashtus what the Maram is saying. So now, okay, so obviously you're all wondering, well, what's going on here? So first of all, so let's go one by one. We're going to go through the sugya. So first of all, so the Marshal Taka asks in Bava Kama and Perek Tes, Sim Lama Tes, he's mocking me on this, Maran. How in the world could you tell to the din of Kol Mafkid Adas Yishnir Bonavu Mafkid? That halach is that we all know when you mafkid something to somebody, you're giving it over to a nifkad. The nifkad is not going to watch it by himself. He can't watch it by himself. Everyone knows that obviously his home is, you know, everyone's in his home. And he always leaves his home, and it's poshed that sadas ishter bonav mafkid. So there we understand that kol mafkid as ishter bonav mafkid. It's not a problem for showing shemos l'shemer, and it's okay. But here to return something, why in the world should you become? Why should be yotzi yashova? You, I gave you something. I gave you something. You returned it. Return it to me. What do you see from the sig of kol mafkid adas ishter bonav mafkid that you're able to even be yotzi yachazoru with ishter yobon as they affect the marshal. The Marashel, the Marash, what?
Rugal Lafkit, he's not asking on.
Only on. Right. Rugal Lafkit so far doesn't ask on. I'm going to get the Rugal Lafkit soon, Bez Hashem. So now, the Marashel says that really he was Libo, he was Noikfoy, Lachloik ala Maram. He says, Voy Libi Noikif Lachloik ala Goim, Toy Gatri, Sargulov, Achimotsosi, Fitumi, I found the Chuvus Harosh. Okay. Now, he found the Chuvus Harosh, that's her. What's this Chuvus Harosh? Chuvus HaRosh is a very similar shayl. Chuvus HaRosh is brought down by the Torah in Siman Ayin Beis of Kofed. The Chuvus HaRosh has a story with a mashkin, where a guy had a mashkin by the malva, and the loive, he paid back the loive, and he tells the malva, please give me back my mashkin. And the malva says, what do you want from the mashkin? You sent your son here, and he picked it up. You asked your son to come pick it up, and he came and picked it up. So the Rosh says is that the malva is a complete poshay. First of all, it happens to be it was a cotton. And the Rosh says that he says, Shimon Posheu, Shemoisel Yad Ben Ruvain, Afilim Hoye Godel. Afagav Bruno Kol Mafkin, Aleshti Bonavu Mafkin, Hanemiga Pekodin of Fishain, Derek Beneodin Lushmor. No one watches it on their own. Vlisko Kach of Saint, but the Tevo is obviously they give it over to the Ishtayo Bonav. But died to the Hochi Mafkin. That he's going to obviously put it here. Avalam Mashkin or Achefetz, Amusho, Zorach Lachzir Leyarabayim. He has to return it. So he's clearly saying that you can't shell through this din of kol mafkid adas ishtayo bonav mafkid. Okay, now, so to be melamed tzchus for a second on the Maram and the Ramo. One second. So now the Ramo, I forgot to, obviously you all know, right? Ramo mentions this Maram. The Ramo brings this Maram in Sifkot Fal. He says, what in the master of Beishas on mafkid? And he points it in the sif, Chofal, which is the sif. Of Kol HaMafkid, that's the issue of Mafkin. He points it into there. Rather than Darkin Moish, he brings the Sforo of Rogel HaMafkid. He brings the Sforo of Noisa V'Nesenes, it's Rogel HaMafkid. However, in Ramah, he points it in Sif Chol Falaf. So it's Mashman Ramah means to pass in both Sforos. Means to pass in both Sforos Emes. So the Sforo of Kol HaMafkid is Emes. And the Sforo of Rogel HaMafkid would also be Emes. Okay, so now what would be shot in this, in Maram and Ramah? So it happens to be that this Sforo, that the guy is not rogue to watch it on himself, and everybody knows that they can't watch it on his own. They obviously can give it up in their base. The one that said that Sforo was the Sma. The Sma said that it's a Kotten Lamed Aleph. Rashi didn't say that. If you look at Rashi didn't say such a thing. Rashi says, Kol Mafkid Aleph, Shu Ishtu Bodev Mafkid, Shulei Hei Shoy Menimna Meil Moisin Anche Beisoy. That means, it doesn't say that he's Mukhrech to. The Sma is saying it's a Sforo, that the guy's Mukhrech to do it. He's forced. Obviously, he's not going to lock it up in a box. He's not going to lock it in the safe. So he's obviously going to give it over to Ishtayo Bonav. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said the Sforo is that the facts of life is that a person gives over to Ishtayo B'nei Beisai. That's Ishtayo B'nei Beisai is basically an extension of the person himself. That's the Sforo of Rashi. It's an extension. It's not. So there's no. The reason why there's no problem with Shemir Shmos L'Shemir is not because because it's understood that he's Mukhrech to do it. There's nothing to do with being Mukhrech. Has to do with the fact is that B'nai Beisai are considered an extension of the person, and therefore it would be understood, you can understand why the Maram would hold that you could shell tzul kol mafkid even for Chazor. That means even for Chazor, yes. Your children are an extension. We're talking about Gdoil. We're talking about responsible people. We're not talking about Tan. We're talking about B'nai Beisai, Ishtoy Obon, of the responsible children. So you can be maxed to come to them too. Okay, well, Maiso.
If that's the case, then wouldn't see the whole sugi yet, but you can never tell the Baal Bais go down with him, according to this. It's not him, he's just an extension of me.
What do you mean? Go down with him? Oh, you mean that to say?
I didn't really get to the halachas yet, but clearly there's some trainer I'm going to say go deal with him. But according to this, it's you. He's just your right hand.
Well, I don't have. I happen to have said it in that way, but I don't have to say it in that way. I could say is that it's understood that you could be machzor to me too. In other words, since they're an extension of me, they're part of who I am. So therefore, you could be machzor that to me too, and you'll be and it will be a complete chazor.
That's zafka by when you give it to the shomer. That even fortifies against the maram. When you give it to the shomer, he's gonna keep it in his house for 2-3 months. He's not gonna sit home. He's obviously getting the help of his household. When you give it back, it's one instant. Takes one second. He expects to take it back. He doesn't want you to give it to his son. Make it tasty.
Okay, I hear him. Right, because it's over. It's completely over. Yeah, it's true. But my son is 100% completely responsible. I put my own stuff by my son. I let my son drive my car. Maybe I shouldn't, but I see you do. So what can you do? You know, whatever. Why is the mafkid, the nifkad, worse off?
So that's the one we were wondering about. The way you're saying now the two svaras. One is either the b'nei beis is an automatic extension, or let's say more like the sma, that's because I know that you can't watch every second, but you're going to give it to your kids. So let's say like this. Let's say the nifkad, the shomer, he knew that the mafkid gave it to him because the mafkid thought all of his kids were out of the house. The mafkid didn't know.
Yeah, so the place can talk about that. They do. They discuss that. That if the guy was mafkid, knowing that no one was home at that time, you're right, then it doesn't work. You don't say, even by a regular nifkad, you wouldn't say it. The place can talk and speak out. If I gave it over to a shomer and I knew that the shomer was during the summer, let's say everyone was away, and they gave it to him that during that kufa, your taka wouldn't have called mafkad on the situation, but the mafkad taka wouldn't have. Okay, so now the thing is like this. The problem over here is that we're same shot in the Ramal, right? We're saying that Ramal passes like this Maram. The only thing is that the Maram, the Ramal also paskins like the Rosh. The Ramal paskins, there's this din of the Rosh of Mashkin. He paskins like it in Simanan Bay Sif Lamed Aleph. He brings down Mamash Shuvah Sarosh word for word, and he says Reuven he asks with the mashkin, and he says I gave it to your child, and so he paskins Shimon Koysheyu Shemois Le'Abenoy Fiol Yegodol Shemashkin I'm a mashkin and mashu chayvitz. You have to be mashkin, and the mechaber passes like that, not the Ramo. The mechaber passes like the Lamed Aleph, and the Ramo doesn't say anything. It's not chayvut. Doesn't say yesh kolkum. So clearly we're going to have here a stira in the Piskei Ramah. Which one is it? Do we have the svara of Das Ishtu Mafkid, Das Ishtu Bonavu Mafkid by Chazor or not? Okay, besides that, again, it's obviously Meduyik from the Rosh also, from the Shuvas Rosh. And the Rosh was down the Chalak over here, like the Maram was Mechalak between if his wife or his son is someone that wheels and deals in the house, if it's a trusted son or not. So it sounds like here from this Shuvas Rosh, that he's clearly arguing not only on the din of called nafkid ishtei bonavu mafkid, but he's saying that even the din of rogel hafkid wouldn't apply here either for chazon. That's what would be medui for the rosh. So we have a chuvas harosh that's chayuk on both svaras of the maram, and we have there are more paskins like the maram and reish sadgal, and then in simanayim beis he paskins like the rosh. Now, what's the Rosh says a few words here. He says that why is it different? His Lashon is Avraham Mashkinoi Mashu Chepet Chaveroi Tzorech Achziroi Liyad Abayrim Kedetnam Ba'asheir Asapora Mesholcho Biyad Benoi. Now, this din of Asholcho, he wants to return to Biyad Benoi. The Mishnah says there that he's not Yoytzed Ashova. And the reason is because he needs Das Bayim. So, and it happens to be there's a Chumas HaRajba also, it's Mufurish, that had a Shayla by a Shoyo. The Chumas HaRajba was talking Mamish by a Shoyo. He says, the guy borrowed a Kli from his friend and he returned it to the guy's wife. And Zokte Rajbo, Shuva, Mishnah Shlema Chunin Leperek HaShoyo. Asher asapor v'sholchu biyad benoy biyad avdoi v'chem b'shosh machziro al mechazor liyad ishtu ubalav afiru smucham al shechoni einem mitzi moisem b'dei tashlumin. The shoyl Chazoru Ledas Hamashul. Sorry. Kuder Belozer, Kolat Sikhim Das Baim Chutzman Shabbos Aveda. So it's Mefurish that the reason why he's saying the reason why Shoyal was different, the reason why giving back a Mashkin, the reason why basically Chazor is different, because Chazor needs Das Baim. That's what they're saying. So Maiso, now this happens to be that the Ramo passes like this Chubas HaRashba also. The Ramo and Shin Mem, and Shin Mem Sifches, Ramo Paskins like the Rajbo. That on a Shoyal, you don't say that they call Mafkid Adas Ishtar Bonavu Mafkid by Chazor. So now we have a steer in the Ramo. So the Dark in Moshe really is bothered by the steer himself, the one between Ashoyal, the Rajbo, and the one by us in the Maram. And he says there's a difference between a Shoyal and a Mafkid. Stampik Odin and a Shoyal. Now, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference between a mafkid and a Rustam of Pekodin and a Sheila? So the Sma says two svaris for this. The Sma says, one svari he says is that because whenever you're Nene, whenever there's Ano, so then it blags the Imid Adas, that when you're going to return it, you're not going to rely on anybody else besides me, myself. That's the first svar that the Sma says. The Sma's over here. The Sma is
in the
Also that one. Yeah. So
what's the Sma. The svarim is I saw that he says something, but I didn't know what that svar meant. Where's the
Sma? So that's what he means. He says it a little better in Shin Mem, and he explains it even more in Siman Ayin Beis. Well, that's basically what he says is that whenever there's ano, and this ano that we're talking about is lav dafka by a shoyu is called ashloy. Because the Sma says that who would by a mashkin, he says a mashkin be paskin a mavar a mashkin is a shame esochem because he has fruited of Yosef. So even that I know, even that little small I know, a fruited of Yosef is enough to make him be considered a nene. A regular mafkin, I'm doing you a favor, right? The nifkad's right. Doing a favor, but wherever there's some type of benefit to the nifkad, so then the guy has to return it directly to. He needs das baim. That's one svar that the Sma says.
You need das baim. Why? Because what does it make? I mean, Nene, because...
No, once you're Nene, that is Oymer Adas, that you're going to return it to me myself. You're not going to give it to my B'nai Beisai or Rodel Hafkin.
Also, if you're Nene, that is by Hashem yourself, but you don't have that whole svar by...
What?
The Bach makes a chilek by Hashem yourself also, right?
No. So by Chazor?
No, just not by Hashem.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Why? That's a sigil for that. Let's leave that out for now. That's a mamash sigil for that. That Bez Hashem we have to get to. Bez Hashem himself and Shem Chinam. Okay.
Fine. So whenever there's ano, there's some sort of amidas hadas that I'm going to give it back to the mashal himself.
Yeah. That's right. That's what the Sma said.
Thank you.
The Sma said the second svaro. He says a second svaro like this is that whenever you need a kinyan to return it. So then you need to return it to the guy himself. A regular pekodin, we always say, right? It's always there. It's always in the rishus of the mor. So when you return it, you're not really making any kinyonim. You're just returning, you're giving back the chayfetz. Now I understand, the rishus a little bit, you made a kinyon, but there's no real, you don't really have any kinyon ishtamshus at all. In a mafkid, a nifkad has zero kinyon besides fachrayis in the chayfetz, right? In the pekodin. But whenever you have a kingin, like a shoyel, as chus eshtamshus, and uadin and a mashkin, where Baal Chayv is calling the mashkin, we have chusim, in the as kinyonim, in that thing, so then he has to give it back to the guy himself. Those are the two svaris that the Sma says, and that's how he explains the sheet of other Ramah. That's why our Ramah passes over here in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Chazor Reishus HaMashal works, and in Shin Mem, he paskins returning a sheigel to the Reishus HaMashal. Does that work? It's because of these two svaros. That is the din of Chazor Reish HaMafkid, according to the Das of the Sma, the way he explains the Ramah. However, it doesn't really end here because there's a Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, the Negeya, the Rashba, it's very interesting. This Chuvas HaRashba is word for word of the Maram, brought down in the Mordechai, word for word. Mamish B'ri Shum Shinui. The Maram that I told you before, that says two svaros. Of when a guy returned the pekodin to the Ishus HaMafkid, because Rogel HaAfkid and because Adas Isher Bonavu Mafkid, and he applies it to a choy. He's talking about a choy, where the loiva paid back the choy to the Eishes HaMafkid. The loiva gave back the money. He paid up his choy. Instead of giving it back to the malva, he gave it back to the malva's wife. And the Shuvas HaRajba Paskins, that the halacha is that the guy's potter. He's Yotzei Zashava. And he says for both of these reasons, Adas Ishtu Bolivu Mafkid, Mamish, word for word, as the Shuvah the Maram. So, and guess what? Ramo passes like the Shuvah Zarev. And Ramo and Simon Kufkov, Sif Beis, passes like the Shuvah Zarev. So it's a Mamish of Plia. Over here, the guy had a Choy. The guy who had an outstanding loan. And he went and he paid the loan back to the Nifkad's wife, to the Malva's wife, right? Now here he did have an oath, right? Yeah, Engelchan no better God of Mizeh, he had an oath. So that's for his app. Did he have a kinyan? Of course. He had the money, move it's on it. And for this veg, there are more paskins that if the guy pays, Eishes HaMafkid, he's Yoitzin. Yoitzin is on Shom. The Mamish is it's a pliatsum. We have like three different theories going on different in the Ramo over here. So one we had tried to answer. The first one we tried to answer was based on the Smas Svaris, which is really the Dr. Moshe's Teretz. But what are we going to do over here? Here we're seeing clearly that the Eishes HaMafkid is back in business. Eishes HaMalva, she's able to accept payment. She can accept payment for her husband, and the guy's scot-free.
So again, just to clarify the theory, we have the Eishes HaMafkid and Eishes HaMalva are good, but Eishes HaMashil is not.
Right. That's what we're holding so far.
And the kasha is what's the difference between the three things? Because right. Malva and Mafka could be the same svara, or they have to be two independent svaras.
Well, Malva, what are you going to do? I'm saying so far we only have the sma. The sma is the one that said the difference is between Nene and Kenyan. And that doesn't work. Good. That's okay. Not working, Favo.
Good.
Okay. So there happens to be just the Marshal that I mentioned before is also matmiya on this tshuva. The same thing. He wants matmiya. How is it possible that the Eishes HaMafkid could accept the payment for the matmiya? Just like the reason why the Marshal, it's the same Marshal, because Marshal by him was all one case. It was all speaking about a loan. It was never even speaking about a pekodin. It happens to be, if you look in the new Mechon Yerushalayim, Marta that they put out, Marta Sholim, you'll see that the way we have it, it's brought down as a pekodin. And that's the way the Ramah had it. But the real Girsa was Alvo. So Tama Pliya. But whatever. Okay. It's Mamish word for word. Mamish word for word. Okay, so now it comes like this. Now there's a Bach. So the Bach comes and says like this. The Bach says, the Bach is in Ayin Beis. In Kufkor. No, where's the Bach? Bach is in Ayin Beis, sorry. Okay. Comes along the Bach by Alvo and he says, you thought that the Maram, when you look at this Shuvas Maram, or Rajvi, whatever you know, called, and when you saw that he's showing to the din of, since she's nice and nice and b'sei chabayis, and therefore, according to Ravi, he's Nemon, because he can't say at memesli b'shuvah, because she's Ravi l'afkid, you misunderstood what the Maram is saying, Dr. Bach. He doesn't mean to say the regular din of Ravi l'afkid. He's not talking about the regular din of Ravi l'afkid. He's talking about an isha that she's nisaf and said it b'sei chabayis, that she's allowed, she works for him. She does parmatio. She's like his poil. She's like his shliach. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the type of Eishes HaMashal, not stamp that he believes her. We're talking about where she is a nicer than a senator to say habayis. She wheels and deals in his business. So therefore, she has the rights. She has the rights to accept payment. Therefore, she has the rights to accept the pekodin. And there are more in Reish Sadiyah, this is the Bach says. The Bach says, "Our Ramon Reish Sadiyah," that says, "Hashav Reish HaMafkid works is only if she's the type of wife that wheels and deals on his behalf, and she's an isat and sends the chabayis and pachmatio. That's the type of wife that could accept the chazoris to come. And Mashen Kain, all the other cases, the Chuvus Harash by Sheigo and the Chuvus Harash by Mashkin, we're talking about a wife that's not noisav and sends the chabayis. That's his teretz." So Reish Tadi Aleph and Kuf Chof by Alvo are talking about Nesenef Zechabayis. And the other one, the Mashkin and the Sheila was talking about that. So it, whatever, basically it comes out.
It's going to the whole thing is not like the Sma. It's nothing to do with Svar. It's just the Kimta, right. Type of way you're talking about.
Yeah. And it doesn't really belong in our Simen.
Well, right. So he said in Echanami that Ramo should have been Marich. Ramo should have explained what type of Ishus HaMafkin he's talking about. And he didn't, but he should have. Basically, it comes out, according to Bach, everything's mitatolian. Who's the, if she's a, they send it, to a Chabayis or not. That's it.
So according to the Bach, the Ishtai, B'nai Beisa, the Yolada, the Shimer is allowed to allow them to use it, is also only talking about B'nai Simen, the Senet Chabayis?
No, only Chazor. He's only discussing Chazor.
If the Ramah equated the two, it's hard to say that one case to my one was not talking about the other.
100%. And not only that, it's very hard to say. Basically, he's ignoring the whole Ramah that sticks it in the Sif. It has no shaykhs to our Sif at all. Our Sif is called Mafkanas Shibbolim. He basically says that the Maram was Lav Dafka. He didn't mean what he said. I'll call him Mafkan. He really meant the first Svara of on the sentence with the sentence of Sechabayis. And he says also, he doesn't even mean Ruggle Afkin, even though the Maram says clearly the Svara of the, you can't say Mehemet Sli Vishwar, Hechwe Mehemet Vishwar, which is clearly he's trying to say the din of called Mafkanas Shibbolim Mafkan. But comes along the Bach and says, that's not Lav Dafkan. Doesn't mean it, and he means that's what the Bach does. Now comes along the Shach, and the Shach agrees la'aloch lo'maiso in Simon Ayin Beis Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Vav. He agrees to the Bach la'aloch. He says the Bach's pshat is 100% napshat in the Ramah. It does not shim in the Ramah. It doesn't work in the Ramah. It doesn't work in the Maram. It's napshat in the Maram. It's napshat in the Ramah. But since the Ramah and the Maram are shver, we don't know pshat in them. We're going to go la'alocha like the Bach. That's how the Shach paskins. So again,
there's a Bedek Abayis. I don't know why this doesn't come up. There's a Bedek Abayis brings under 12 here. He says, because of 12, that's history, Mavki, Pirisha, that's Anshe, basically, but Dafki, Meshay, Machinim, he says.
Yeah, this is going the other way. That
the Heter is also Adash Hishtu, Yvonne, Mavki, then he says that this way, you only have the Heter else by Meshay, Machinim, so then on the flip, why would it be different?
No, I'm saying here he's saying that. So here you have the Sma Svara. This would be the Machlokes. If by a Shemir Sachar, would you be Migarei to Shmiro? So let's say the Mafkid made me a Shemir Sachar. I'm a Shemir Sachar.
So he's handling in terms of being Migarei or being Mala. He just says that the whole din has only been a Geir Shemir Chinam. He doesn't say who gave to who.
No. He's referring to being Migarei to Shmiro.
He means a Shemir Chinam that gave it to a Shemir Chinam. That's what he means here?
He means a Shemir Sachar that gave it to a Shemir Chinam.
That's what the Ritva is talking about. He's quoting the Ritva, and that's what the
Ritva
is talking about.
The Ritva is talking about Shem Echinam, which is that, which is whatever.
You say this sentence is after Shem Echinam, it doesn't mean that this whole din only applies to Shem Echinam.
It's very misleading words.
Well, this Bedek Abayis. It sounds from the Bedek Abayis that he's saying that this din only applies to Shem Echinam. But you say that's not what it means.
Yeah, but that's how it means, yeah. If you look at the Ritva, the Tzoyis brings down the Ritva. The Ksois Gada doesn't bring down the Ritva. The Ksois brings down the wrong Ritva. It's the Ritva Meyuchis. It's the old Ritva. The Ritva Ayosh and Levi. That Ritva says, if you look it up, it's clearly talking about Hashem Yisrael, they gave it to Hashem Chinam. Now this, and that Sugil is, we're going to, that's, Bez Hashem, we'll give a chavar on that. That's a Sugil B'fnei Atzmoy.
I understood that. I thought he meant something else. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So like, why is this BC is not talking about?
Yeah. No problem. Okay. So I said, so the Shach, it sounds like he wants to pass him like the Bach, but he agrees that that's not what's going on here. In the Ramah, he agrees that snapshot in the Ramah, snapshot in the Maram. Okay, comes along like that, comes so like...
He passes blindly without Hezber, that's what he says?
Right. He says, Laloch, that's where we have to go. He says he doesn't have a shot in the Maram and the Ramah. Well, halacha, we could. This is what the halacha would be. We'll talk to be totally, you know, in the this thing. Okay, so now it's like this. Now, all right, it happens to be, if you look at the Marshach, the Shach sounds like the Marshal agrees to him. If you look at the Marshal inside, he does not agree to the Shach. The Marshal clearly says, even though he stands from the Senate to say Chabayis, if you're a Shliach, even if she's a Shliach of her husband, it's not going to help. She has no right, she has no way to claim, to take back a loan. Even if she's a Shliach, he allows her to sell and to buy and whatever, to take back a loan that she cannot do. Okay, fine. Anyways, let's move on. Comes along the Tumim. The Tumim says like this. The Tumim is also nine base. If got Memchas comes along, the Tumim says like this. He says everybody misunderstood the entire Maram. The Maram by us and the Ramo Rish Sadi Aleph, our Ramo by Chazor Shel Eshet Hamafkid that says it's Beseda. Everyone misunderstood. Everyone completely misunderstood the Maram and the Ramo. What did the Maram and the Ramo mean? They meant like what you were saying in the beginning. He just means to say, "Gnai yoytzi chazor." No chazor going on here. 100%. There's no chazor. Ramo just means to say is that if you give it to a wife that's rogel afkid, so then it's a good shmir. That's all he means to say. And therefore, Ramo paskins.
Why is he saying about oyd if those are both the same thing?
What's void?
He said,
it happens to be the Tumim says that that's not the Iker Svor. The main Svor of the Maram is Ragel Afkid. And he means to say basically is that it's just considered another Shmiro. It's taken up in Yotze Chazor. You could use Aldas Ishtar Bolu Mafkid also. Basically, what's happening is that when the guy is giving it back to the Ishtar Mafkid, he's taken up in Yotze Zashavu. He's still a Shomer. But however, it's not a pshia to give it over to the Ishus Hamafkid. It's not a pshia because it's our das Ishus Bonavu Mafkid or because she's a Ragel Hafkid.
What's that word? It sounds like the same thing.
No, it's two din.
No, but if you're saying that the din of returning it to that guy's wife is a Ragel Hafkid, so then why is it two or?
What's Aldas Ishto Banav to begin with? I don't understand. How is it Aldas Ishto Banav? Why would the guy give it back to the other guy's wife? Why is it Aldas when I give it to a Shomer that it's coming back to my wife, that my wife can guard it? No, Ragel Hafkid, I get it.
Why is
it Aldas Ishto Banav? My wife's going to end up watching it. I won't give it to my wife's gonna watch. I'll give
right,
her.
Right. You're right. So that's why that's why he says it's lavda ikisvara. Everybody here is working to figure out what's going on there. Everybody, all the poskim, everyone's they're trying to figure out what's going on there. So the Tumim says you have to say it's not the ikisvara, and he really just means to say it like that. So therefore, according to the Tumim says, therefore comes out halacha maisel, comes out that. In Simon Shin Mem, there were more passings like the Rajbo, because there was the guy was a shoyl. If the guy's a shoyl and he gives it back to Eshus Hamafkid, so very nice. She may be considered a regel hafkid, right? But that doesn't part him from his chiyuv shmira. He's still a shoyl. He's chayv inoitzen. She's only a shoyl mesocher, so she's only she can't be pasheya. She's parting in eva veda. So very nice, he gives it back to her, and it's considered a good shmira, and it's not a pshia, without getting into the sugya of showing when the chayz dar gebri gar b'shmrosi. Now we're not going to get into that yet, but so then it's a good shmira. So basically, there are more paskins is a good shmira. However, the guy's chayv inoitzen. So there are more paskins over there. There are more means to say is that in chenavi in midigaya shoyo in chenavi he's allowed to give it to the eshes on mafkid because she's a rugal hafkid, but. If the kohen is going to be nevas, it's going to be chayv. Mashenkin by us in Reish Tzadi Aleph, where it's just a shem mechinam, that gave to a shem mechinam. So he gives it to her. It's a bible's a rogel wahafkin, and he's a good shemer. And then the halacha will be whatever the halacha is. If it's nignav or nevad nenas, obviously everyone's potter. And if she's pesheya. So then we'll be talking the mach 2 days in Sifkov Dal, right? In Sifkov Dal, the 2 days, what happens if the second shomer is Pesheya, if the first shomer is Taibina? And the Rambam, says that the Maram happens to hold like the Rambam that Yepoter. That's what the Maram said Yepoter. And the Rambam holds, he could say Kimmy like the Rambam. And said, like the day of the holds, Yepoter, Sidney for Yepoter. That's what the Rambam had no problem writing. So basically it comes out like this. The reason why, if a guy gives something back to Ishus Hamafkid, he's potter, is because she's considered a regel hafkid. And once he gives it to her, even if she's Pesheya, hey, yois, we can say Kimli like the Rambam, so Ramo had no problem writing this Lalocho in Sifkol Falf and just writing off that if a guy returns something to Ishus Hamafkid, he's Yoitzes Chazor. He's not really Yoitzes Chazor. because he's not, it's not a good chazor. But since it's a good shmira because she's a rogel hafkid, and even if she's pesheya and it gets lost, he's still potter, because we pass like the Rambam, the Sifkot Avdala, they get potter. So therefore he wrote it simple. He didn't have to explain himself. He basically wrote halacha without explaining why the halacha is that way, but he wrote that if you mach something, you're good to go. That's what comes down according to the Tumim. Now, the Tumim, now, the Nesivis, okay, this is very important. Nesivis, in Siman Shemem, Paskins like this Tumim. He says the Tumim's shot is the right shot. We go with the Tumim. And now, there's something, that, now there's one step missing, okay, but what are we going to do with the, with Bar Alvo? By Alvo, we said that if the guy pays back Leishas HaMafkin, so if he pays back the Leishas HaMalva, that the guy's Goetzes Chazorah. So there, the Nesivis adds in. The Nesivis says that that case is talking about where she's not only is she, does she wheel and deal. That's Halacha and Siman Ayin Beis is talking about where she's not just, she doesn't just wheel and deal on his behalf. She actually has a say in the money matters in the house. She's a real, he calls him a Nesas when it says Gemura B'Sei Chabayis. They're Shutfim in the house. They're not just, they're both making money. They both have equal dais. And it's not completely up to him. And in such a household, that's when she can accept payment for the chayv. That's what the
joint bank account, does that qualify?
Joint bank account, but she can make a decision. She can go and do what she wants. And I'm saying whatever, obviously with to a certain extent. But that's where she can make her own decisions. That's when
what's, that's the way she can make her own decisions.
What's Kaveh is, I guess, it's you know, it's understood that way based on her money. She, a lot of times, it's a big sugya. It's a very big sugya out there. But
maybe he allows her to. Maybe the husband lets.
It could be he lets her, right? Well, or we still have like what today, you know. I mean, it has to be because it was obviously his loan. So if it's his loan, so we can't say it's coming directly out of her money.
That she's
in the status of the Senate's Gemura, where she mamish has her shos to spend money against his will. I mean, I don't want to, not completely against his will, but she has the right to make decisions. And he allows her to do that.
I have a good friend. He can't spend money without his wife's permission.
it could be she's talking right. I mean, yeah, there's a very big sugya out there of who's there. The sugya of a mazonis and ma'aser yadayim, who they belong to, is not simple at all. Very, very not simple.
Today,
where every woman usually makes more than the sheer ma'aser yadayim, it's adofo and it's adofo yidei tchak, and basically a lot of times she could say Kimberly that the money's hers and whatever. But that's a different sugya. Okay. Now so let's go back to this. Okay, so it comes out. That would have come out. That's the psak of the Nesivis Pasuk like the Tumim. I do want to say the Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins in Hilchos Shelo Pekodin Halacha Lamed Aleph. He Paskins like this simple Bach and Shach. He says like this: V'imbol Ha'achse Pekodin Lo Yachzir Moyan Echad Me Bnei Beisa Shalom Afket Shloim Beitaytoy. V'chein Bol Ha'achse Chepet Sheshivoy V'chein Bepriyas Choyvoy Avo Yochel Ha'achse Le'ishtoy. All these three things, you can't, any B'nai Beisa don't work, but L'ishto you can do. Avo yoch la'az L'ishto, shemen astam hino isas v'nei senes b'seich ha'bayis, v'abal ma'afkid ko'a shel yesh le'biyodi. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins like the, mamish like the, it seems like he passes like the Stimus HaShach, and the Bach, and it's poshut toli in, if she's in the senes from the senes b'seich ha'bayis or not. And not even the senes gemur, not even the senes gemur. Just the regular Nisaf in the Senate of Zechabayas. Okay, so now it will come out like this. It will come out La'aloch in our case by this guy with this Becher. It's going to come out La'aloch like this. According to the Nesivis and the Tumim, this guy, by giving it to the Eshes Amaf, giving it to his Shviger, that's him, he did nothing wrong. She's a Rogel Lahafkid. And okay. It's, the problem is that he's a Shoyel and she's only a Shemechino. So if he's a shoyo, so I don't care what happened to it. I don't know. No one knows what happened. I don't know. Someone came in the room and took it. I don't know. Maybe one of the workers, the janitors. I don't know what happened. Happens to be that that's not even considered a pshia for shemichinam. Rav Tovi Nussbaum has a very big chiddush
He said that because he only took it for his father, for his shver's purpose. He didn't take
Right. So it shouldn't be considered shver. The only thing is, I know the problem. I thought about that. The problem is that he wanted the becher. He, the guy, the shver was. He could have made Avdol on the what he called. But he needed first of all, he needed Avdol for himself, and he. His shver was master to bake Avdol on a paper cup or a plastic cup. He had no issue with that. Like, listen, Karela's possible. He holds a lot of promise.
Is that not considered?
He's shayla? The one that wanted the becher.
Does not consider shayla b'vaylam though, because he's doing services for his father-in-law.
Yeah, I love that. I hear shayla b'vaylam. No, the b'vaylam. No, the yes. b'vaylam. No, no, shayla. No, shayla b'vaylam means that the b'vaylam has to do something for the shayla. Shayla b'vaylam is the fakir, the opposite.
If shayla b'vaylam doing something. Same time, using it.
No, before. No.
There's no Ptor on that.
No. Shayla b'vaylam was the other way. Shayla b'vaylam was one day. But the b'vaylam was helping out to show you.
Shayla b'vaylam was the b'vaylam. You're employees.
He just didn't want to make up dough. He didn't want to make up dough. So they didn't have a backer.
What?
Your employees. You send your worker to the store with your car. It's considered a shayla?
No, that's doing completely for me. Here he's doing, he made Avdolah for himself.
Right.
He made Avdolah for himself also, and he wanted the kois.
Well, why did he want a kois? Because he didn't want to use a cup, because he felt he can't halachically use the cup, right?
For himself. His shver didn't care to make Avdolah for his figure on the cup, with a cup.
Yeah, but he's the one making the bracha, so a mill, he needed a kois.
That's right, exactly. That's for him. That's all for him.
His personal thing turned it into a shayla.
Right.
The shver would have said use the becher because the shver felt they had to.
And chenami. Chori wouldn't be a shayla. Right. Chori would not be a shayla. Chori would not be a shayla. Okay, so that's what come out. So we'll come out according to the
you say that
Rav
Nussbaum said a big chiddush. Who is this?
Oh, yeah. Rav Tony Nussbaum said a big chiddush b'negei the halach of having someone come in and out, like a janitor or a cleaning lady and this and that, and you have a plumbing in your house. He held up the same din, he said the gather of, if you're there around, and you're a yotze v'nichnas, he said, alochs of yayin nesek, whatever the alochs of yayin nesek would be, b'negei yotze v'nichnas, those alochs would apply to shomer too. That if a person has, he's watching the pagod in his house, and he has a cleaning lady or someone working in the house coming around, if he's yotze v'nichnas, then it's considered enough, b'negei yayin nesek, he's good enough for Shoyme also. So I don't know if she was a Peshaya. I don't know what she did, but it sounded like that she was annoying. This was a Gneva, Nigdava, Nevda. I don't know what. So Kocher will come out according to the Tumim and the Nasivis, she'd be Chayiv. Now, again, if you go to Shulchan Aruch Rav, the simple meaning of the Shach of the Bach, she would be Potter. But I wanted to add, and I found in one of these Heintig Svarim.
She is Potter, he is Potter.
He would be Potter. He'd be Potter according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Bach and the Shach. I want to tell you.
Why is that considered a chazara?
According to them, it's chazara, yeah. Because she's in the Senate of Sechabayas. Now, I just wanted to add like this. I found like this in a safe called Mishpatei HaChoshen. It's a wicked safe on Hilchos Shaila. And he says like this. He says, even according to the Sivis, that holds that in order to be considered in the Senate of Sechabayas, you need to be in the Senate from the Senate's Gemuro. Otherwise, otherwise the guys are showing his chayiv. It's just the math doesn't help. He says like this. mixers. Basically, the lady stuff, all the kalim, pots and pans, mixers, and all the things that the lady is busy with in the house, well, she has the rights, and the husband has no idea what she does with them. She has no idea if when he buys a mixer, he doesn't know anything. When they break, when they buy new ones, which ones they use, he doesn't know anything what's going on in the kitchen. So all kitchen items, he wants to say, even the Nesivis would agree that every lady would be considered on the Senate from the Senate's Gemur B'Sech HaBayis, and therefore you could borrow from her, you could return to her.
The washing, the polishing, the silver, the washing and putting the
paper. So I was misupping about the silver.
It's not even the Shver's Becher, it's the Shvager's Becher.
I know, but so this is telling the Metzias. I don't know, every house is different. When it comes to the silver stuff, I don't know, maybe then the man's involved, I don't know.
Your brother told me there was a Din Torah, and when they pinned down what the guy was claimed that he owed, I think he had borrowed money, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So the guy said, fine, so take whatever. So at the end of the day, the only thing that Bezdin was maskim that the loiva had to give from his assets was his becher. That was the only thing that was Bonten. Only him.
Bonten. Right, right. I once had also. I once had someone's gold watch and cufflinks. We once took him best and someone's gold watch and cufflinks. Those for sure definitely is.
Everything else what? It's maybe his wife?
No, other things could be jointly owned and whatever belong to her. So Al Kaponim, so according to this svara, that could be even according to Nesivis V'Ipatim.
Interesting.
Wow. But I tell you again, if this someone wanted to ask me this shy, I would have never gone into this whole thing in Bechlau. It's it's not really in the sugya of Shemesh Basel Shemer. It's like a fallout in the sugya of Shemesh Basel Shemer. So, you know, okay, all right.
That's Gavalik Shkaya. Hold on for 1 second. Rapidus, I have a personal favorite. I don't know if it's possible or not. I'm not speaking to the rest of the world, it's for me, but maybe it could be other things. Is there any way you could do a fahar, even to give you a written test, just to help us get in the mode of Chazara or things, or even like a mock fahar?
You mean besides the test, besides the real test?
I mean, unless that counts as the real test. I don't know.
He told me
it's my first month here, so I don't know what it is. What's the test on? Reish Tadiyav, just Shem Rechinim? It's on the whole Shem Rechinim.
No, I think Shem Rechinim is by itself. I think it's broken up. I think so. I have to check. I think Shem Rechinim is broken up, and then Shoyl is separate.
When's the test?
Where is it?
When is it?
At the end of this month. I didn't write the test. It's official Beis Hamishnayim test. It's nothing to do with me. They have the test.
It's Reish Tzadi Aleph. That's the test.
I have to look. I don't know what it's exactly, how far it goes. I would imagine maybe Reish Tzadi Beis included also. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm also just trying to figure out where we're gonna get to by Pesach to do it. I have to start getting the Chazar mode, so I'm trying to find a way to do it.
Shinlama Gimel, they did a loan with Adam and Shinlama Dalek.
Right. I would imagine it's big enough of a simon. It's packed. Now, right now, this is going to be very hard. Chavov, whatever. This is heavy stuff. Very, very heavy stuff. Coming up now.
The test is very, very on the heavy. Page, I'm assuming, right? It's not going to go. The test is on the page, right?
Yeah. Only on the page.
I did all the Aruch Chaim Yodei ones. I did 16 of those, but those are all verb. Those are oral, right? So I have to get used to a written test. It's a whole new task.
I hear you.
Would you be able to send me just a mock, not even the one up there? You could just make your own, like, little bechina just as a quiz. It doesn't have to be the whole full take. Right. Just tell me.
You try, yeah. Try Bez Hashem.
We know that Shaila is ready. It's nine Siyurim that the Halach Shachar don't apply.
What? What is it?
All the other tests so far, the questions were basically every sieve. Give us nine examples where the luck of the sieve won't apply.
Don't blame it on me. It's not me. And nothing to do with me.
It's good.
I'm going to go to Naftali Klein then, you know.
And Echanami, you talk, you could. It's not my test. Yeah. All right.
By the way, can you look for my Shilama Gimel Bechina? I don't think I ever got it back.
You need to get back? Okay. That's a shame.
Okay. Is it possible then that you could do just a mock one or some quick write up so I can get in the motor? Or if it's not too big of a tircha, just so
Pasha, I could try and see what I could do.
If it's easier for you, I also don't mind if in 3 weeks now or whatever, a month from now, we schedule you just do an oral fahar, even though it's not mamish written, and then just spend an hour doing like that or 45 minutes.
I hear. Okay.
If that's easier, that would be a big title for me.
Okay. We'll try. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Very good.
Rather, when he finished the yarn, so Baruch flew down there, and he.